The podcast you are listening to of Holmberg's Morning Sickness is brought to you by my friends at Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet mesquite. Repeat. Trust me on this one. You've had barbecue before, but you haven't had it this good. Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Eric'sFamilyBBQ.com.
When was the last time you had really good Texas-style barbecue? Eric's Family Barbecue, the way it's supposed to taste. Always delicious, never rushed, and prepared to perfection. Eric's Family Barbecue uses only 100% fresh meat, slowly smoked over mesquite wood until it's juicy and delicious. We all know their brisket is the best, but have you tried their pulled pork, pork ribs, or rib tips? Amazing, and their sides are all house-made. Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet mesquite, repeat. Make the trip, you won't be sorry. Go to Eric'sFamilyBBQ.com for more information.
Steve Renazzisi is awesome. If you guys haven't seen him live, he's great. And again, a forgivable. But for him, it just lives.
He embraces
forever.
That. Yeah, I don't know if he grandstands on it.
No, he doesn't grandstand on it, but he knows it happened. It. He just leans in. Come on. And it's embarrassing. Hilarious. I wish I had that story. That'd be pretty awesome. It's time now for our pick of the week, the HMS FanDuel pick of the week. We're going to do our football picks and then give you a FanDuel bet to ponder. Just something we're throwing out there. But mainly it's between us and the competition that keeps going the wrong direction as charities lose like crazy. I was watching Ellen's show. It was on the other day. And she had a contest where if they got 10 rings thrown onto these ladies wearing unicorn horns. This is what entertainment is today for people who are borderline R-word. But they throw these every 10 they got, $10,000 was donated to breast cancer. Well, they couldn't hit one. And I'm like, well, there's just people dying of breast cancer left and right because you guys have made a game out of whether or not you're going to donate instead of just handing over the 10 grand. So at the end, they're like, well, this company's decided they'll give 10,000 away anyway. We don't have that backup, so we got to get smart here. Because our bets for charity are terrible. And I mean, we're like, charities are going to go out of business because of our donations not coming in at all. But we've got some bad ones. We'll get to the FanDuel pick of the week. Who's leading that? Is Brady still ahead?
Brady's still ahead.
It's like $100, right?
Yeah.
None of us have won once.
No.
We've lost, I mean, we've lost a lot.
Well, Brady's down to 90 now because he lost 10 last week.
Right.
And I'm down to 34.
I think I'm with you.
You guys are at 25.
Oh, Jesus, Brett. We're going to pick it up or we're going to go into our own pockets in a couple weeks. Anyway, $10 bets is where that goes, and we'll figure it out from there. But right now it's time for the football picks. Cardinals are the only 5-0 team in football, and they are playing this is going to be a good one, I think. This has got maybe the game of the week, if you ask me. They got to travel all over to disgusting Cleveland, Ohio, and try to beat those Browns. Brady, who do you have in the Cardinals and Browns game?
I'm going for the Brownies on this.
Oh, the upset.
Well,
actually, they're favored.
Yeah, they are favored.
Yeah, so that's pretty good. What do you
that's
get scored?
Minus 2.5 means.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have it.
Screwed it up.
No, I have them 33-28 over.
All right, there you go. Brett, Arizona at Cleveland.
I'm going Cleveland.
Going Brownies too. Yeah, Toledo.
I'm taking my Russell Wilson anger out on the Cardinals, and I'm not picking them once this year.
So
I'm
taking
Cleveland.
Holy cow. I'm the only one who's not being homer in this one. You just hate the Cardinals. You hate the Cardinals.
I don't hate the Cardinals.
You love Ohio. Sure you do.
Oh, I hate the Packers.
Well, that's true. You have a dislike. I should pick the Cardinals in this one.
Yeah, everybody's been telling you for 20 years you've got to be a Cardinal fan.
But that's the thing. I'm a Steelers fan. I want the Browns to get bounced. I hate the Browns.
There you go.
But I'm picking the Browns to win this one, too. I think the Cardinals have to have an exhale game, and this is one of them. This is a good one. And they're sloppy.
Especially the way Cleveland played last week.
I don't know what that game was. Everybody says that was entertaining and fun. It was just no defense. Mm-hmm. But Cleveland does have a good defense. Arizona can light them up, 34-31. But I think that sloppy game last week is kind of the first stumbling block. They're just going to have a clunker. Everybody has
a
clunker.
Cleveland covers.
Cleveland wins and covers, yeah. 2.5-point favorite. Yeah, I think so for sure. Let's go with your lock of the week. Brett, I'll start with you.
My lock of the week, I'm going Rams over the Giants.
Oh, all right.
We'll go 30-21.
All right. Brady?
I'm going the Bills over the Titans.
I could go either way. The Titans could finally show up. That's a good bet, though. Toledo?
I'm with Brett. Rams over the Giants seems like the easy lock of the week.
Mine just feels good to say out loud because it's been 20 years since we've been able to say it. New England's going to lose for sure to Dallas. Dallas is a good team, and they're I think that's both lose? My lock of the week. It would be nice if there was just like if everybody lost, yeah, but exactly. Not even a tie. Like somehow or another, they both managed to just F it up to where they both get
gophers.
Yeah. They get like a lawsuit in the middle of it. Yeah, Dallas is my lock of the week over New England. Your upset of the week. Toledo, go.
I'm going to take the Raiders after a real busy week over the Broncos. I think they're going to show up.
Knock wood if you're with me, man. Yeah. Knock wood, huh? Don't be a pussy, man. Bet on the Raiders.
All the attention's on them. I think that they're going to win.
Tell you what, man. It's a good bet. It's a good team. I assembled a hell of a team down there, even with that homo's taking the day off. I'll tell you what, man. Knock wood, go Raiders. You're going to lose that, but they are going to get trounced.
No way. That team
hasn't had an ounce of normalcy.
That's true.
Or as the mayor of Yuma calls it, normalcy. Oh, made me sick. Brady?
I'm going to take the Chargers over the Ravens.
Good one. Brett?
All right. I'm saying Detroit finally breaks the over.
Over
Cincy. Man, you know what? I'm going to go ahead and say if that happens, add 2 points to Brett's upset. Brett's upset's worth 7 because he's picking a winless team to win. But you know what? They've been close.
Yeah, they haven't been.
A lot. Mm-hmm. That miracle that happened against Baltimore.
And they got a crying coach now.
Oh, that was beautiful. Dan Campbell crying, biting off kneecaps and tearing up. My upset is the same as Brady's. I think the Chargers are going to beat Baltimore. Baltimore hasn't shown me that they're very good, honestly.
No.
Whatever happened there with the Colts the other night was...
They got lucky.
I don't know if it was lucky.
Colts
was
tired.
Well, the Colts had... They were down to their fourth and fifth corners, and then all of a sudden, Lamar could throw the ball. And the Chargers are... That Justin Herbert kid is legitimately
ridiculous.
Great. So I'm going to get them, too. All right, your favorite team. Brady, you've already heard about your team from Bert. The Bengals taking on the winless Detroit Lions in Detroit.
Bengals are going to pull this off. There's going to be over 8 kicks attempted. One will make it. They'll win 3-0 over Detroit.
All right, I like that. They're just shanking it all over the field. Yeah, it's going to be like this is going to be like a halftime show where they spin a kid on a bat and then make him do a field goal. Brett, who do you have?
This one kills me.
Your Bears.
It's
Green Bay.
Yeah,
it's
Aaron Rodgers over the Bears.
Oh,
it kills me to do it.
This is your house divided.
It is because I live with a Packers fan for Christ's sake, but. 28-21.
You guys
got to
watch in separate
sucks.
Rooms.
Oh yeah, oh yeah.
That's the best part about being gay. Is like, let's say I lived with a Packer fan, and you're like, I'll make you
I
bet.
Get it.
Yeah, you get it. I didn't even think of that.
You're
but
a
you say
Browns
at the end,
fan.
I turn
Damn,
over.
I missed it.
All right, enough of that. One step too far, buddy. Okay, so let's say a Browns and Packers gay household. Hilarious, just hilarious. And then, like before the game, like, I'll bet you blowjobs. You can't lose.
Yeah, exactly.
Can't do that with yours. She'd be like, nah. All right, Toledo, you and me. Seattle at Pittsburgh. It's the night game Sunday.
It's a Geno Smith show in prime time.
It's a weird one.
Steelers are going to win.
Think the Steelers have this one?
Yeah.
You pick the Steelers against your team. I pick Seattle against my team.
Sweet.
Whoa.
Battle.
I just
there we go.
Don't trust my Steelers offense.
4.5 is a big number, I think, but.
Yeah, they're giving up 4.5 just because of Geno.
Yeah.
It doesn't make sense. I think they cover that, but I think you're right. I think Seattle wins this one only because Steelers haven't shown consistency. If they're running Najee Harris up the gut like they did last week.
Talk to me about consistency.
Oh, I know. You guys are a mess, too. Well, 2-2-3 teams.
Yeah.
Talent all over the field.
Lost season.
God, it hurts to say.
Got 12 more games, and it's lost.
Time for the HMS FanDuel Pick of the Week, and this is brought to you by FanDuel, the sports book that just keeps giving. Unless you do it for charity, then we just keep screwing it up. We got greedy. I don't want to be greedy. Brady, what is your bet this week? $10. All the winnings go to your favorite charity, and all the other guys have to pay your charity's amount. What do you got?
I'm going in on tonight's game.
Okay.
First score.
Okay.
My man Leo Fournette's got to put the touchdown up
Leo
there.
Leo Fournette.
Yeah.
And what's the plus on that one?
That's your guy. Leo Fournette.
It's plus 700.
Whoa.
Wow.
Good
That's
bet.
Pretty good. Brett?
Playing it safe, since I haven't won a damn FanDuel bet yet. First touchdown scored by Devontae Adams. That's plus 500.
Okay. Yeah, that's not bad.
I'm playing it safe. Playing it safe.
All right.
That's what Aaron throws do all the time.
Mine's tonight's game. I'll go with you, Toledo. What do you got?
Oh, you want mine? So
yeah,
tonight I'm going with the featured parlay on FanDuel right now. Mike Evans... Over 65.5 yards receiving. Antonio Brown over 63.5 yards receiving. Tom Brady over 300 yards passing. Buccaneers on the spread and Buccaneers on the money line plus 629.
I did the same one.
It's a featured bet.
It's a featured bet, and I haven't done the featured bet because I'm too busy digging around trying to find that plus 20,000 bet.
This one looks good.
Pay $60. back in the fold of this betting thing. Easy. Start getting the charity some money. And I think all five of those are
five legs.
Easy.
Yeah, I think so too.
It's a cakewalk. Bucks are going to win by two. For sure. They're going to cover that.
Easy.
Brady will probably throw for 300 against that pathetic Eagles team.
He's throwing for 300 in every game.
I know. Ugh. Son of a bitch. All right, there you go. And you can check those out on Facebook. We'll have our picks up there. And if you decide to say, hey, I think Brett's got the best picks, and he does. I mean, I was 4-0 last week, so somebody picked me, probably got some tickets there. Yeah. Throw it up on Facebook. We'll take a look at them.
Good luck, charities.
Yeah, good luck. Charities, we're so sorry that we've decided to do this, and you've got the four worst idiots in the world taking the stupidest paths to get you some money. Bottom line is, at the end of the year, we'll all cover something. But this is sad. This is a sad way to help charity. By gambling and losing. Trust me, charity. I'm just chasing one big bet and we're going to be okay.
It's the thought that counts, right?
The orphans are starving.
I got a five-leg parlay.
But they need food today.
Well, get off my ass. I've been losing a lot. It's 9:39. There you go. FanDuel, we thank you. And football is back. Tonight's game's pretty good. I think the Bucks are going to walk, though. Keep an eye on it now. Also, if you want to bet the baseball bets tonight, that Giants Dodgers.
I thought about that. Oof. But that one's too close to call for me.
It's too close to call, but there's a lot of stuff that goes on with the over-under on hits and runs. Yeah. I mean, both these pitchers have given up like nothing. There's some good bets in this one that could pay off some huge money. But they're paying huge because they're hard to call. Mm-hmm. There you go. And there you go. That's your FanDuel pick of the week.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. What the hell? 98. I'm not cool with this at all.
K-U-P-D. You've been listening to Holmberg's Morning Sickness Podcast, brought to you by our friends at Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet, mesquite, repeat, ericsfamilybbq.com.